Hashem. Okay, Thursday night or Leches Ador. And we'll learn a little Seches Nida here. That's the beginning of Shmaitza Gimel. We're learning Shmaitza Gimel. Shkoyach, thank you. And we'll see. We're going to learn about Chazaka. This Shmaitza Gimel is about Chazaka Demeikora, Chazaka Da'ashta, and Cheskas Rishuyu Lushtanos, according to the Shmaitza Mavueris. Okay, Shama Yoimer. So we have the famous Machoikas here. We'll go through it quickly. You know, I'll take my cue for the Shmaitza Mavueris. What has to be skipping a lot. We're not going to. By now we know what that means. You see Dam, they're only Tomei from then on. And we're not Cheshish that Dam was Ne'ekar from the Makor. And it got stuck in the Kaisle base Arechem. We're not Cheshish. You know, maybe like a second before. That the Gemara discusses. The Rishonim, I mean, it hadn't come out a second before. Maybe a half a minute before, just the physicality until it comes out. But there's no significant chashash. There's no significant amount of time that you have to be chashash for. And therefore, we're talking about Tahiris, primarily, maybe exclusively. Again, that's not Nageyos now. So anything they touched remains Tahar. Hilaloyma Mepkido Lemepkido, that's very humble. From the last time she was Baidik herself and found herself to be tar, that could be a couple of days. Because you're Chayshish right away. And for all you know, the Dam was Nekar right after she finished the Bedika. Bafilo Yomim Harbe. So all those Tyrus are Tomei, the Sofek at least, that she might have touched. And the Chachamim Loimim Loikadibri Zeh, the Loikadibri Zeh, this one's too Machmir, this one's too Mekil. The Gemara describes it in the Braisa. Elameis Leis, Mema'etas Al Yad Mepkida Lepkida, Mepkida Lepkida, Pkida is a Bdika. Mema'etas Al Yad Meis Leis, what that fancy Lashon means is that you do the lesser amount. Either it's 24 hours, or it's the last Bdika. Hello? Yes. I'm Yizeh. Mi atrotza. Atzulzalt, lo ani. Okay. Zeh lo goldi. Zeh batua, zeh lo goldi. Zeh besed de gemur. Shabbat shalom.
Back in Eretz Yisrael.
I like to entertain people. Okay. So you do the least. Obviously, mepkida lepkida. That's a like, what's the chiddush of that? Everybody's moed mepkida lepkida because that was Hillel. Okay, we're not going into all these things now. And then we're going to go to the Gemara. I think it's kedai to start from the beginning of the Gemara, just to see my time at the Shammai. Ksav amidis lecheskosa bishu becheskos toira imedes v'leloyim ki amar. When do you say? And then the Gemara continues. Avol itza kivan de migufa kachazio le'amrinan ukma cheskosa. The pashtus, the simplest meaning of that is that it's a natural process that she sees, so there's no cheskos tyra. That's the pashtus what Rashi says, that it's what we would call maybe chazaka suya lishtanos, because it's a natural process. Others learn that the reyusa. Sometimes you have a reyusa menachutz. Here the reyusa is gufa in her being tor, being tome. Okay, I don't think we have to go into it at this point. The Shmaitza will be discussing it later on. Umay shlomi mikvah, that's the main question we want to learn at this point. Umay shlomi mikvah, titzvan mikvah shenimdad v'netzachosah, we're familiar with the case. You knew at one point in time the mikvah was kosher. We had a discussion in Shmaitza Beis, I think it was, or maybe the other Shmaitza Aleph, whether this is a cheskos haguf or a cheskos kashrus. Cheskos haguf, like a guf is sholem, the mikvah is sholem, and you look at the mikvah as it's a cheskos haguf. That would be a big chiddush. Pashtus, it's a cheskos din. It's a cheskos kashrus, which is a cheskos din. And it's not as powerful as a cheskos haguf for reasons that we explained in previous Shmaitzas. Al-Kaponim, it's definitely talking about that at one point in time you knew it was good. Mikvah, you knew it was good at one point in time. Shanim dal, and then you measured it, benim tzachosim. Kol tayre shenatsu al gabav v'mafreya bein b'shus ha-yachid, bein b'shus ha-rabim t'meos. Up till which point you knew it was kosher. L'shamay kasha l'mafreya. Shamay says it's only mikano l'habo. When you see the reyasa, you assume it's only from now on. You're not cheshish back into the past. You go basa chazaka. Presumably the mikvah also has a chazaka. And l'hilo kasha badai. T'ilu meish le'esh benida toilin lo'echum lo'esorfin. Right? V'ilu hocha tuma badai. It says mamish because it says bein b'shus ha-yachid. I'm sorry, bein b'shus ha-rabim tomatoes. And for that to be true, it has to be a tumah vaday. So we look at it as vaday. Why in the world do we look at it as vaday? We're talking about now kol ha-tayrus and aswal gaba, meaning someone went to the mikvah and then touched tayrus. The Gemara answers hosum mishum dikel meimer hamaytomi al cheskoso. There's another factor there. That there's a cheskos tomei, there's a fellow with a cheskos tuma. The emaloi toval, so to speak. I mean, emaloi toval, we had in previous shmaitzes, we talked about it, that the psak chazaka, it doesn't have to be a psak on the reasons, let's say, or on the ramifications. Oh, I'm sorry, the reasons. Just like a cheskos eishes is, it doesn't really say it was koroiv law. The get was Karav Loi. It says she's Mecheskes Eishes Ish, but that forces us to say that's the aim of the Gemara. I mean, you're not left with a dissonance that, maybe the get was Karav Loi, but we're going to paskin that she's an Eishes Ish. The psak that says she's an Eishes Ish also covers all ramifications and all prequels, it's called. All the things that led up to it, all the things that would have been the reasons for that. That's what the Gemara means, ve'ema, and we will say loy tovo, meaning we'll be forced to say loy tovo.
Unless we know the definite otherwise.
Obviously, then it wouldn't be a suffix. Adarabba, the Gemara asks, why do you follow the cheskos tumma? You have a chazaka negdit, ha'meit mitval cheskos ve'ema lo choser. Okay? Now the Gemara harei chosel lefanecha, we're a little familiar with this. Shakla v'tar, yachanam harei dam lefanecha. Elamai hashtahu dechazoi, that's a reasonable possibility, and that's on a steerer to the chazaka.
By which no.
By chazoi, means she saw, that's the dam. The Gemara says, Hachanami, you could say the exact same thing by the mikvah. Hashtahu dechaser. That is very important, this point. The Gemara is making the point. You could say it just became chaser now. Hachi hashta, the Gemara says.
She's blood now. We just found out the mikvah is chaser. Isn't that the same? I mean, what's the Havim's difference?
You're going to see in a second. Okay. It's not the same. Hosa by mikvah ikala meimar chaser v'yosa, chaser v'yosa. The derech of a mikvah is that it leaks out. So it didn't just all of a sudden become chaser. It didn't happen at one time. It's a process. It takes time. So therefore, the reyosa sort of leads us into concluding that we have to go back in time. We may not be sure how much, so it's a suffix how much, but it definitely is something that is we're looking at a past event. When we see the chaser, we're not only looking at the present, we're looking at the past. Hocha Bayanida Mikulamema Chazoi Vosso Chazoi Vyoso. She sees when she sees. Now, obviously, you could say that because the dam was Nekar from the Makor. But the Gemara is not talking about the possibility that she was talking about Freya. That's the suffix we're dealing with. The Gemara means that the Reyusa that you found takes us into the past. That the Reyusa was already. Here, the Reyusa is only what you see. You see dam.
You know that also.
Let's go.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure you can tell Zechup on this, but we're not learning Zechup's Nida now. Well, my kushya, the Gemara says that's not necessarily the case. Your assumption that there's a big chilek. Duma hagas hagas chazisay, that the process of seeing dam is taka one that takes a hemshech of zman, and it comes out of the body because of the buildup of the hemshech. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That the hagas hagas Rashi learns means there's a rebuy of dam, and then it finally gets pushed out of the body. What's the difference? In other words, the dam is also a process that takes a hemshech zman.
So it's critical mass.
So the difference is, more obviously, is being mechalik between something that happened at one time. Now, you can say you don't know when it happens. You say, okay, so we'll follow the chazaka that it just happened now. But once it didn't just happen, once it's a process, so then you don't even know what you're looking at. You're not looking at a present event. You might be looking at a hemshech event. So the Gemara says it's the same by dam. So we're back to the question. We're back to the drawing board. Hosam ikatarki l'reyusa, the famous teretz. By mikvah there's two chasroinus, and that's what makes it into a vaday, and that's what takes us back l'ma freya. The tuma, the cheskas tuma of the person. Or the kelim, and harechosel lefanecha, a reyusa on the shleimus hamikva. That's called tarte lereyusa. Hocha ikachod lereyusa. We just have a reyusa of a redam lefanecha, and that's not mevatel the cheskus tyra of the isha. It's as if you say always chazaka de meikara is stronger than the reyusa that's lefanecha.
We already used the.
And other rab, if anything, there's a cheskus tyra on the things she touched.
We already applied the terminology of Chazaka
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just asking if we should stay away from those words for now.
For now, stay away. We're going to see in a second. Okay. Now, I'm looking at the art scroll. Lechavad Asiyam. He says, Tartil Reyusa. So they sum up the Shaila very succinctly, very good. That some say, You have the cheskos tamei, connected the cheskos chazok of the mikvah, so there's an equal balance there. And the chosel afanecha is a chazok of the hashta. So even though normally you don't follow chazok of the hashta, b'mkayim a chazok of the meikara, but here the chazok, there's two chazokas that are clashing.
Canceling each other out,
we'll call it. Canceling out each other's co-op, that's for sure. The Cheskos Tomei versus the Cheskos Mikvah. So we'll follow the Chazaka de Hashta. That's how the Shmaitz is going to learn in Perek Tazayin of this Shmaitz. That's how Mkivege learns in Shuvas. That's how Yeshua learns, etc., 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 etc. Another biur in the Tartel Reyes of the Gemara is that the Cheskos Tuma has no Reyusa. And the Cheskos Shleimus of the Mikvah has a Reyusa because of a Reyusa lefanecha. And it's just a question of when it became Chaser. The Tomei might still be Tomei. We don't know. There's no Reyusa. We don't have a Vade Reyusa. It's not like you say, well, he went to the Mikvah. I don't know. Maybe it's not a really a Reyusa if you don't know if the Mikvah was kosher or not. So that's not a reyusa. So you have a powerful cheskos tumah without a reyusa, and you have a chazaka with a reyusa. And the chazaka, that's the pshat tarti l'reyusa. that you, it's not really tied to the Reyosa, I guess, according to this pshat. This is the Shmaitzah says it in a different pshat. The Chazanish learns this way.
How does this way work? I'm sorry, I'm
not so you have one Chazaka with a Reyosa and one Chazaka without a Reyosa. The tied to the Reyosa is the complete Sholem Chazaka of Cheskas Tuma. And the Tarte, the second one, is a Reyosa in the Cheskas Shleimus of the Mikvah. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, next Gemara. Umayishna Mechavis. This is already a case, maybe not, but not so familiar with. The Tanan Hayabaydik is a chavis lios mafresh aleha truma v'hoylech. You know, he took off a piece of the, he took off a portion of the chavis, it was yayin. And now he keeps, what he took off whatever, a tenth of the barrel, whatever it is, and he kept on using that to have trumas and mice was taken from it. But the mice of the barrel always has to be wine. So he was baydik the chavis of wine to make sure it's still wine. Meaning he had taken off something and he that was constantly going to be his truma.
For other barrels as well.
Whatever, yeah. Bacha kach nimtza choymetz. That's two minim. And you can't take truma from yayin chometz, consider two minim.
Meaning the wine became chometz, not that it was switched.
Right. How does he know the yayin became chometz? Was he allowed to taste it? That's a shiloh. Maybe from the smell. No, right.
Because it was what, truma?
It was tebo. The wine in the barrels are tebo. He keeps tasting the wine in the barrels to make sure it's yayin. He put aside 10 cups of yayin on the windowsill, so whenever he wanted to take from the barrel, he just said, truma shel zu bezeh. That's all. Very easy. He was ready mafresh. It doesn't have to be mafresh every time. But he, at one point, it was chaymus.
The barrel.
The barrel. So now, what? No, why? Maybe. What's the difference with
Maishnu? There's 50 barrels. And he used this barrel as a
okay. You're right. Let's see. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Good, yes, Yeshukoyach. So, Vachakach Nimtso Chaymetz, Koshloi Shiyom and Vadai Mikam Beilach Sofek. Koshloi Shiyom, for the last 3 days. It's vadai no good, and going back before that, it's a sofek.
It's not the opposite.
Well, 3 days
after he checked,
it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes of a basra. Okay. Al kaponim, we certainly don't say that it only happened now. And this is a shver on shamay. The Gemara says the kashya of the shamay that we don't call him afreya. Not a kashya, because that could be suffix also. Okay. Or it could be midrabanan only. Hosom shemdika lemeimar hami tevel al cheskoso. The emar lo niskan. So it's a cheskos tevel. Cheskos tevel. Adarabba hami yayin al cheskoso. The emar lo hechmitz, or he hechmitz lefanecha. Hachanami haridam lefanecha. Hashtu the Chazoi, Hosom Nami Hashtu the Hechmitz, Hachi Hashtu, Hosom Mikal Memer, Hechmitz Vasa, Hechmitz Vasa, becoming Chaymitz is certainly a process. Hosom Mikal Memer Chazoi Vasa, Chazoi Vasa, my Kushel, Dilma Agas Agas Chazite, it is a process there also. Hosom Mikal Tartel Reyosa, by Chavitz it's Tartel Reyosa, you have the Cheskos Tevel, of all his other wine. And all his other wine was Becheskos Tevel. And Harei Chaymetz Lefanecha is a Reyosa in the wine that's Lefanecha in that barrel. Okay, now the Gemara asks. Yes. V'rami chodas ha-mikvah. Ma'ishna hocha vadai, u'ma'ishna hocha sofek. Right by the mikvah, we said it's vadai. And by the chodas, we're saying it's a sofek. And by the truma, the tevel, we're saying it's a sofek. No, Chavis and Mikvah, there's no Hillel.
Oh, no, right.
Chavis and Mikvah, one's, the Mikvah's Vadai, and this is Safik. Amar Rav Chanina Misura. Man Tana Chavis, Rav Shimon hi. The Lagabi Mikvah Nami Sveiko Mashvila. Rav Shimon holds that Safik Tumma only not Vadai, also by Mikvah. Not like the Mishnah that said Vadai. The Tznan, we learned in a Braisa. Mikvah Shanimda, Vinimsa Choser, Kalatayra Shanasu al Gabov Lamafreya, Bainbushus Arab and Bainbushus Ayochet Tmeyos. That's the Tanakama that we learned. That's in the Mishnah. The Braisa's first Tana is the same as the Mishnah.
That's the changes. The Red Argument says Tanan and changes to Tanan.
Yeah. With Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon Oimer, Brishus HaRabim Tahayreis, because it's a Suffolk Tumah. If the mikvah was Brishus HaRabim Tahayreis, Brishus HaYochid Toilin.
That was easy.
Okay, Ushneim lo ilumdu elam isaita. You have it? So Chachamim say it's Vadai Tomei. Now Chachamim's reason is Tarte L'Reyosa. That's going to be a difficult point in the Pshat in the Gemara. Till now we've been saying they hold it's Vadai because of the Tarte L'Reyosa. Now we're going to say another reason, which really only works in Mishus HaYochid, because we're going to now bring in the whole idea of Safik Saita, Safik Kavadai, Safik Tumah Mishus HaYochid. Ushneim lo ilamdu ela misaita. Rabbanan Savri ki saita. Ma saita Safik ki Basu Kavadai, right? The din of Safik Kavadai, the granddaddy of Safik Kavadai is Soto. Ochanami Safik Basu Kavadai. I mi Soto, I mi Soto, my Soto, Bishus Ayochet, Bishus Arabim Tahira. Ochanami Bishus Arabim Tahor, right? As we know, is the case of Safik Tumah. Ochi Hashta. Hosam Bishum Stirahu. Ustir Bishus Arabim Leka. Oko Bishum Choser Hu. Malichoser Bishus Arabim, Malichoser Bishus Arabim. Malichoser Bishus Arabim, Malichoser Bishus Ayochim. Vichitema Oko Sovik Tumor Bishus Arabim Tahor. Wait. Kivadi Katai Delareos or Kavadai Tumor Domi. But ultimately, that's Xeris Hakosum. That the Xeris Hakosum that Tovik Tumor Bishus Arabim Tahor and Bishus Ayochim Tomei. But here, you're not really dealing with Safek Tumah because of the Tarte L'Reyos. Now I'm reading from the Art Scroll. The Rishonim ask, they don't understand the Gemara. That means Kumtchai, they don't learn anything out from Sota. When you say, they didn't end up learning out anything from Sota. You're telling me that they hold that Safek Kavadai is a Safek, the Tarte L'Reyos is a Vadai, so they don't learn anything from Sota. At the time of Neshu Tarte L'Reyos and Neshu Kavadai, they were like a Safek. And that's why there's no din of something to Mishus Rabbim Svekoi Tor. So what's a lomdua misoita? Lefikach Pirish Abenu Tam, Ushneim lomdua misoita, Abenu Tam learns. Betaka doesn't mean you learn out anything from Sota. It means that it's not like Soita. Okay? That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. The Taka is like Lav Davka. So they are Mefarish in a different way. That Mitzad Svara, you would not say that Tarki Lareyosa has a Din Vadai to be Soyrif Truma Vakotchin. Because Lamaisa is not Vadai Vadai, it's only the Tarki Lareyosa. But since you see by Soita that the Torah made a Din of Safek Vadai, even though it's not a Vadai Shazimsa, so you see that Lefomim the Torah was Machmir, the Dovashu Mesupik, Ledoina Kivadai Gomor. So by Tarki Lareyosa, we could say the same thing will be Machmir. Except we'll, and then we'll say Lav Davka Bishus Hayachid, but even Bishus Harabin. Sorry. But it's not like Soita because you don't need a Makom Seser. There's no reason to be Mechalik between Bishus Harabin and Bishus Hayachid. That's how others learn. That there's such a concept, except here it's not appropriate to limit the Safek Vaday to Rishus HaYochid. There's no logical reason to limit it. Okay. Okay, we're not learning the Sechus Soita now. Good. Biba Yoseima. Wait. Now it's important. Before he goes, Reb Shimon Sabar. Kisaita, my saita b'shus harabim tor, hachanami b'shus harabim tor. Now the other rabbi, you compare it. He doesn't hold the tarkel reis as a din of badai, so you compare it to saita b'shus harabim tor b'shus yachatame. It is like saita, very much like saita. Imi saita, imi kisaita, my saita b'shus yachatame avadai, hachanami b'shus yachatame avadai. But there is a din of Safek Vaday by Soita. How come you don't have a din of Safek Vaday here? Hachi Hashta. Hosom, Raglayim with Dover. No, the Safek Vaday from Soita comes because of Raglayim with Dover, Kinil of Anistara, Avalocha my Raglayim with Dover Ika. So always, according to Shimon, any Safek Tumma, Bishus Hayachid, is not Tomei Vaday. Because he doesn't hold this whole limit from Soita to extrapolate to Tumma, Bishus Hayachid, Tomei Vaday. The old site is a special case. So that's a Shimon Shita, neither does the Gimel Amud Aleph. That there's no limit from site to every Safek Tumah B'Shus Hayachid Sfeiko Tomei. Yes, Sfeiko Tomei, but no din of Safek Vaday. That's a Shimon. So he learns that out from Saita, and you don't learn out from Saita the angle of Safek Vaday, because that's because of Kinel of Anistar. Okay, you with me? Biboy Yoseimo, Hainu Tama de Rav Shimon, Gomar Soith Tumo Mitchilas Tumo. Ma Tchilas Tumo, which is Sofek Noga, Sofek Loi Noga. Bishus Arabim Tohor, that's.
How do we know that?
From Soita. Av Soith Tumo, that's a mikvah, the case of mikvah Shech Nimdad Vinim Tzachoser. Sofek Tobal, Sofek Loi Tobal, Bishus Harabim Tohar. So, he speaks out in the article that Rav Shimon Lamaisa is no different than in the first Lashon. The main difference in the second Lashon is in the Chachamim Shita. Rav Shimon, once again, the Gemara uses different Lashonos, but the bottom line is that you're learning out from Saita. You're learning out from Saita, and you're ignoring the Safek Vaday because of the Raglayim Ludovar. And you're learning out from Saita that Safek Tumah B'Shus Harabim is Tahor, and Safek Tumah B'Shus Hayachid is Tomei. And it's there it's a Vaday, punt, and there it's a Vaday, because that's the same. The idea of Gomar Soif Tumah, Mitchilos Tumah, is, the reason there's an Iboy saying this is because of the Chachamim. And Rav Shimon again says that you learn it out from, it's learned out from Soita. It's the same thing. Bishus Harabim Tor, that's only because of Soita. Matchilas Tuma, Bishus Harabim Tor, that's always learned from Soita. And Soif Tuma, Bishus Harabim Tor. It's all Soita. Okay. For Rabbanon, In the first lashon, Rabbanan held the title of Eilos as a Vaday, and we didn't even understand what's called Lomdu Misoita. Rabbanan Ochi Hashta. You cannot compare Tchilos Tumah to Soif Tumah. Hosam Gavra Mecheskos Tairakoi. Mosfekaloi Machtinon Le Tumah. That's why in Rishos Harab Mistohar. Chayrat Heskos Mecheskos Tairo. That's also a Shaila. Right, remember? Hocha Gavra Mecheskos Tumakoi. Mosfekaloi Machtinon Le Mitumosoi. So that's even in Rishos Harab. So Nachamal, according to the first lashon, you go with Tarkel Reyosa. The reason it's Tomei Vaday is because Tarkel Reyosa has a din of Vaday. It's not called Tavik Tumah Rishus Arabim. Like the second lashon, even if there would be Chodol Reyosa, but since it's Seif Tumah, you can't learn out Seif Tumah from Tchilos Tumah. Tchilos Tumah means you don't know if it became Tomei. That's like the Soita. Or other cases of Safik Tumah, Safik Noga, Safik Loi Noga. The Safik here is if it became Tohar. That's called Saif Tumah. So without bringing in the element of Safik and Vaday, the fact that it's Saif Tumah, they hold, you cannot learn it out from Tchilos Tumah. Saif Tumah meaning your Safik is if it became Tohar, not if it became Tomei. So if your Safik is if it became Tohar, you can't learn it out from Saita. So now once you learn it out from, you can't learn it out from Saita, wait. So then why is it Vaday? Wait, why is it Vaday Ben Rishus Siyach Ben Rishus Arabim? Because Soif Tumah. Because it's Soif Tumah. It's almost like... You don't learn out that it's... Maybe they learn out from Saita. No, they learn it out from Saita. But they don't learn out the Kula, that it's Torah Rishus Arabim, because it's Soif Tumah. No, they learn out from Saita that it's Sofik Vaday. They learn out from Soita that Sofik Kavadai, according to the second lashon. Not the title of Eilosa. They learn out from Soita that Sofik Kavadai. But we always had the question, but then Sofik Tumah Rishus Arabim should be Tor, and they are Metame even Rishus Ayochid. So till now we answered title of Eilosa. It's not even Sofik Tumah, it's Vaday Tumah. That's why it's Tomei Rishus Arabim. Now is saying that they don't learn out the Kula from Sota because it's Sof Tumah. So it's going to be more Chomer than even Sota. So you're going to learn out from Sota the Din of Sofik Vaday, but you're not going to learn out the Tyre of Rishus Harabim because it's Sof Tumah, not Tchilos Tumah.
But if it was Rishus Harabim, then it would
be Tor.
Yeah.
Now, this is all one shot, this is the Rashba. Others learn that Tartar Eleison does play an element. Rashi learns, like the second lesson, also they don't learn it out from Saita. Okay, it's complicated. There's a hard effect. You start off with a very hard subject. Let's see what we're holding in the Shmaitza.
Let's give
Muhammad out. For Harambam Kosa, that's what we're up to. We're up to Shmaitza. We talk about learning Shmaitza. Don't bother. We're gonna start from here on Sunday night, Mitzvah. But now we'll just start it. Do I have anything interesting to tell you? I'll tell you about the Dittara that took place Thursday. Okay, we'll stop. I'll tell you the interesting Dittara. So, you know, I.